We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Tok Tai arrived at the city of Zaitun, and he informed Marco Polo that Kublai Khan was most displeased, owing to the fact that Marco Polo had injured King Pentan's messenger. The next day, Kublai Khan arrived at Zaitun. He refused to speak with Marco Polo, but he decreed that Marco should fight a duel with King Khan's messenger. Niccolo Polo intervened on behalf of his son and told Kublai Khan the true story regarding the messenger's accident. Then King Pentan became enraged. He realized that Marco Polo had duped him. He tried to persuade Kublai Khan to order Marco's execution.
Your Majesty, King Pentan, I must speak on behalf of my son. I do not think he has done anything which deserves execution.
I sent Marco Polo to the court of Kublai Khan to bear a message for me.
You also sent another messenger, Your Majesty. You deceived me by sending that messenger.
By what right did you attack the messenger?
I have already explained that I did not attack him. I merely sought to stop him and send him back to Pekin. I had my orders from the Emperor, Kublai Khan.
Did you give those orders, most gracious and mighty Kublai Khan?
I did give certain orders, but I did not wish the messenger to be harmed. It seems that Marco Polo came to me on your behalf to ask my permission that you might marry this foreign woman whom you purchased as a slave.
Benedetta Cortini.
Yes, I think that is the woman's name. Well, I am now prepared to give my consent to that marriage, Pentan, and I shall be present as an honored guest. In fact, it shall be my pleasure to bestow this fair foreign bride upon you.
Oh, mighty Kublai Khan, there have been certain alterations to my plans.
Oh, great and mighty Khan, there have been certain alterations to the plans of King Pentan. He no longer desires to wed Benedetta Corsini. He desires to wed Kinsai, the woman who was betrothed to me.
Marco Polo willingly bestowed Kinsai upon me.
Why, this is astounding. You seem to change your mind very rapidly, Pentan. I have come here to attend a wedding.
There shall be a wedding. I will marry Kinsai on the morrow, if you will be gracious enough to give your consent.
Does she love you?
It seems that she loves me very dearly, but she does not love Marco Polo.
Oh, well, at one time she loved Marco Polo, but women are very changeable. Well, now, Marco Polo, you can take your choice. Either you fight a duel with the messenger Krishra, or you be put to death now.
Make your choice, Marco Polo. The Khan is merciful.
Where is the messenger, Krishra? I demand speech with him.
I am here, but I will not speak without the Khan's permission.
You have my permission to speak, Krishra.
Hear me first, Krishra. I had orders to waylay you to prevent you from reaching Zaitun. If you say I deliberately attacked you, then you lie.
Marco Polo, are you afraid to meet me in mortal combat?
Well, I am told that you are a very fine swordsman.
They say there is no finer in the dominions of the great Kublai Khan.
I am not afraid of you, but I am giving you a chance to save your own life. Because if we do meet in mortal combat, you are the one who will die.
Boastful, foolish words, Marco Polo. No man has yet defeated me with a two-edged sword.
And if we fight, you shall meet your match. But why did you lie to the great Khan? Why did you say that I attacked you?
I told the Khan the truth. You have not yet made your choice. Fight me on the morrow, or die a shameful death today.
So be it. I bow before the great and mighty Kublai Khan. By his decree, I will meet Krishra in mortal combat tomorrow.
Marco, my son, have a care.
Marco Polo has spoken. His choice is made. I will look forward to the combat.
And should my son win the combat, what then, mighty Kublai Khan?
Then Marco, Niccolo, and Maffeo Polo will be free to return with their servant to Venice.
And should Marco die?
Then the others shall be free to return to Venice, bearing with them rich gifts which will show that Kublai Khan is grateful. They will also take messages to one whom they call the Pope.
Kublai Khan, I beg of you, hear me.
Why, who speaks without my permission?
It is Kinsai speaking to you. I beg that you spare Marco Polo's life. It was no fault of his that he injured the messenger.
So, Kinsai, I understand that you no longer love Marco Polo.
I do not love him. I love Pentan. But I admire Marco Polo. He is my friend, and I do not wish him to die.
Strange indeed, the influence which he has on women.
Kinsai, why do you plead for this man? He means nothing to you.
Oh, great and mighty Pentan, soon I am to marry you. I give you my love and my heart, and I know that you will love and cherish me always. But I beg that you intercede with the great Khan to spare Marco Polo. Did he not release me from my promise? Did he not bring us together?
Kublai Khan has given his orders, and I will not interfere.
Then, if Marco Polo dies, his death shall always stand as a shadow between us. We will never know perfect happiness.
Oh, dear, I am tired of these arguments, and the sun beats hotly upon my head.
Come forward. Let a sunshade be held over the Khan's head.
Ah, that is better. Now, peace, Kinsai. The duel will take place tomorrow, and you must not interfere in men's affairs.
A moment, mighty Khan. You have said that soon I will be free to return to Venice. I beg that when I go, I be allowed to take with me Benedetta Corsini, the woman who was to wed Pentan.
You may take the woman with you, as she is not of our race.
My son Marco loves her.
What is this? I did not know that Marco Polo loved Benedetta Corsini.
I do love her. And tomorrow, I will be fighting for my life and for the love of Benedetta Corsini. And I shall not perish.
We shall see.
Pentan, lead me to your palace. I am tired after my journey. Now let my followers and my army disperse and see that they are housed well and in comfort. Your arm, Pentan. We shall go to the palace, and you shall give me an account of my fair city of Zaitun.
The respectful crowd stood aside with bowed heads as Pentan and Kublai Khan went into the palace. Then the crowd dispersed, and Marco Polo went to his quarters with Matteo and Niccolo. The three men conversed for some time, Matteo telling of his experiences in Pekin.
Ah, truth to tell, I will be glad to return to Venice.
Think you that we should ever come back to this country, Matteo?
I know not. There is rich trade here, and the Khan has promised that we shall take valuable presents to Venice.
He thinks that Venetian ships could call at the port of Zaitun for the purposes of trade.
Yes, I have spoken with the Khan on that matter, and I think he looks upon it with favor.
Trade, that is all both of you could talk about. And tomorrow you may look down upon my cold corpse.
It seems that you're in trouble again, Marco. I admire you for your bravery and your resource, but pretty women have proved your undoing. I shall be sorry to return to Venice without you.
Why, you talk as if I am already dead.
Well, I am told that this man, Quishra, is a great swordsman.
I wish there was some way we could prevent this duel.
I will not be branded a coward, and I shall give a good account of myself. Why, who comes?
It is Toktai.
Ah, Toktai, I have been waiting for you. I wish to spend many hours with you today. You will teach me all there is to be known about the handling of a double-edged sword.
Why, you proved an apt pupil yesterday, Marco Polo. But Krishra is a veritable wizard with the sword.
I may prove his match.
There is very little hope for you, Marco.
My uncle Matteo, much as I respect you, there are times when I dislike you.
I'm only trying to be sympathetic. Tell me, what does Benedetta Corsini think about this matter?
She tries to inspire me with courage, but she is afraid for me.
I am also afraid for you, my son.
I will not disgrace you, I promise you that.
Come then, Marco. Let us go to the other room where we can practice. I will show you a few useful tricks with a double-edged sword. You may be able to stave off defeat for a while.
Are you a good swordsman, Toktai?
Why, I'm accounted one of the best swordsmen in Pekin.
As good as Krishra?
Oh, I do not know whether I am as good as Krishra, but I can teach Marco a lot.
I have already learned a lot.
It seems that one wields these swords with both hands.
Yes, I have discovered the secret of balancing the sword properly. But yesterday you taught me about defense, Toktai. Today you will teach me something of attack.
I will teach you as much as I can.
Come then. We will leave my uncle and my father to talk of the future trade between Venice and the Chinese Empire. No doubt on their frequent visits here, they may feel inclined to pay a visit to my grave. Marco Polo spent many hours that afternoon and evening practicing the use of the double-edged sword with Toktai. The next day, all the town seemed to know that the great duel was to take place. Thousands gathered round the lawns in front of the palace. The Khan's special bodyguard kept a space clear on the lawn. At noon, the trumpets were sounded, and the great Khan approached the lawn, while faithful bearers held a huge colored sunshade over his head. The Khan seated himself on an ivory throne, which had been placed at one end of the lawn. Next to the Khan sat Pentan and Kinsai. A few minutes later, Krishra, the messenger, stepped into the open space. He bowed low before Kublai Khan.
You may rise, Kushra, and mark well that I do not wish Marco Polo to die.
But you said it was to be a fight to the death, mighty Khan.
Marco Polo has been of great service to me. I like him, although he is a rogue. I will be content if you remove one of his arms or one of his legs. That will be sufficient punishment.
As you command, mighty Khan.
Where is Marco Polo? Why is he not here to do battle?
I am here, ready to do battle, and I have beside me the woman I love. Come, Benedetta, bow low before Kublai Khan.
So this is the Western woman. Rise, and let me look upon your face. Very beautiful indeed, but not to be compared with the women of our race. I am surprised that you were in love with this woman, Pentar.
I changed my mind when I saw Kinsai.
You were very wise. Now let the woman stand aside. Have you your double-edged sword, Marco Polo?
I have it, mighty Khan.
Ah, it is well. I am ready for the duel to commence.
I salute you, mighty Khan. Holding my sword aloft in the air. Your orders will be carried out, and Marco Polo shall be defeated.
I salute you, mighty Khan, holding my sword in the air. If I die, or if I am maimed, it will not be because I am a coward. I am fighting now for two things, life and love. On guard, Krishna! Yeah.